The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Welcome back. It's ITL on Sports Grid. Hour two. It's Bogman. It's Welsh. Find us on Twitter at isitthewelsh, at Bogman Sports. We know jack squat about college basketball right now. And I know this is the time where everybody is an expert. We are not. I have watched exactly 0 seconds of college basketball this year. Bogman, how many sets? You said you've watched a couple UT games, though.
I've watched a couple UT games, traitor. But I mean, that is it. Nothing else, just UT games, and usually they're on with no sound. So
how many games or how many players could you name in college basketball?
Cade Cunningham from Oklahoma State and Andrew Jones from Texas, and that's about it. So
I can name zero players.
I'm sure, like, if I saw the names, I'd be like, okay, now I remember hearing about this guy, but that's it. And I also kind of don't like this bit where we just talk about our whole and complete ignorance, but we're doing too much. You know, we do so much baseball stuff, so much football, so much draft. You're doing the minor league stuff. I got college football shows going too. There's just no time for us to pay attention.
Well, I don't care. I mean, I guess I can appreciate you don't want to like look dumb or something, but like we don't watch college basketball. Like I'm telling you,
just don't have time for it.
I don't have time. There's only so much that any of us have time for. And I think college basketball, I could be wrong. College basketball in my eyes has to have taken the biggest single sports hit as far as a following and care. The amount of people to me, like, yes, you can see percentages of drops of people that have checked out, but I think like when people are prioritizing and obviously dealing with the quarantine and coming back to it, I feel like college basketball has taken a bigger hit than any others, but it might be because of my disconnect. That might be the thing. I'm not interested. I'm less interested than I've ever been before. I don't know who the players that are out there are right now. And I think basketball's taken a tiny bit of a hit, but they're having a resurgence in their own way with other things. They're superstars. I don't know anything. And guess what's going to happen? The amount of people that are going to come out and act like they know what they're talking about, exponential. It's going to be endless. The infinity symbol of people that are going to tell you about how great Gonzaga is. They don't know what they're talking about. What we're going to do, we're going to do.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it, but Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
A mindless, stupid bracket with no knowledge. Right when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Send us a...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Patreon.com/ITLArmy. That is where you can come and join up with the audio universe that is in this league. Bogman, Welsh have access to us. This is a great time to have access to us, by the way. You got the GroupMe rooms. You got the secret shows. We've got all the stuff, all the things, plus our ranks. You guys are looking for your baseball stuff this weekend. You're drafting. Come and check it out. Plus, Bogman is going to have a bunch of draft stuff coming up here very, very soon. So, friendos, come and check us out. Patreon.com/ITLArmy. So, okay, Bogman is a little uncomfortable with showing the hand of our lack of knowledge of college basketball. I'm embracing it. Because I'm not going to come on the radio and pretend like, guys, let me tell you, I got a couple talking points. I'm going to tell you all about the tournament and all the great picks. Nope, I don't know anything, and I'm going to make a bracket that has previous knowledge, but no current knowledge, and it will probably be within 2-3% of yours at the end of the day. Someone that knows something.
Yeah. I mean, that's how it always works, is someone that has never watched a college basketball game in their life, doesn't know, you know, any single, mascot for any of these teams. I mean, I'm looking, I don't know a lot of them. So, it's kind of tough, but someone that has no idea about anything will wind up winning this. That's just how it always goes. So.
Yeah, 100%. And that's how we're going to pick them today. And
I don't care. I don't have issue with us filling out a bracket, not knowing anything. I just, I don't like always pleading ignorance, but with this, I have absolute ignorance. I have no idea. I didn't even look at, we're doing this on Yahoo. I didn't even look at who has more picks. They have a little thing here that says Oklahoma is picked 59% of the time, where Missouri's picked 40.97. You know what I mean? I didn't look at any of those either. So I just filled it out. I got a lot of Big 12 teams in here. Well, so that's kind of how I'm going.
All right. So let's see how we do this here. Let's start in the West, Bogman. We're both going to take Gonzaga, clearly, right? Over, yes. I don't want North or, I mean, I guess that's Appalachian something.
That's the play-in game. So
yeah, play-in game. Great. Gonzaga. Bulldogs. 9-8, Oklahoma, Missouri.
Oh, well, I can't take Oklahoma, so I'm going to be taking Missouri.
I mean, I like the idea of taking places like maybe pick your favorite colors, maybe your favorite mascots, places you hate in the country you go against. I think that's a great way to do this.
I think you need to take Oklahoma because the one time people asked you about college basketball on the radio, you just started talking about Buddy Hield. That's all you talked about.
It is one of my favorite stories because all I just said was Buddy Hield for 13 minutes on Sirius. That was all I could do. That's all that I knew to say. So I did take Oklahoma. So that next round, we are going to have, I'm going to have Gonzaga, Oklahoma. All right, Creighton, UCSB. I don't even know what UCSB is. That, hold on, let me guess. It's the
well, that's not hard.
University of Carolina California. Southern Baptist.
Yeah, California, Santa Barbara.
So. Oh, not Carolina Southern Baptist.
You know, I mean, I don't know what Creighton's logo is. Is it Ann Barrel? Is that what their
I don't know what that is. Creighton Barrel. Okay. Creighton Barrel or University of Southern Carolina Southern Baptist.
Southern Baptist. I'll go with Creighton Barrel. So
There's got to be a 12 that beats 5, and I'm not a big Creighton Barrel fan, so I'm going to go with the Southern Baptist Carolina Santa Barbara team.
Okay.
Virginia at Ohio, 4-13.
Give me these mascots real quick. Well, so let's play a game. Virginia, what's their mascot?
Aren't they a Volunteer?
No, that's Tennessee. You're not far off.
Yeah, they're like a fighty thing.
Cavaliers. Yes.
Cavaliers. Oh, okay. Yeah. Ohio. I mean, I can't even see it with how tiny it looks.
Oh yeah, Ohio's the Bobcats. That's a MAC team. I don't expect you to.
Okay. I'm going to Virginia.
Yeah, I'm also going Virginia. Yes.
Okay. First round, and some of these may have played by the time you're listening to this, so it's even more hilarious. USC versus a 11 play-in game. I'm going to go USC. A little pack.
Yeah. I'm also going to go USC.
All right. Kansas, Eastern Washington. I'm going to here's my last three in this division. I'm going to go Kansas. I'm going to have VCU. Got to have a 10-7.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have VCU beat Oregon because VCU always does this. And I am going to go with the hometown Grand Canyon University taking down number 2 Ohio, the WAC champions, Grand Canyon University.
Ohio, also known as Iowa, by the way. They're not the same.
I said Ohio. Yes, Iowa. That is right. And the Grand Canyon, I don't even know what their mascot is, the private university, they are going to win their first. A 15-2 and a massive upset. That's how I finish out the West.
You know, what's funny is I just drove past Grand Canyon University the other day, and I am going to take Iowa. So
no
surprise to me at all. So I will go with Iowa in that one.
Dan
so.
Marley built this for this. They were on probation for all those years, and now they're in. They got Iowa. Like, all right, so who do you got? Kansas, and are you going to take Kansas and VCU as well?
Yeah, Kansas and VCU. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, do we want to finish this?
Yeah, let's finish this side. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I've got Gonzaga, Oklahoma. Number 1, Gonzaga moves on.
Me too. I have Gonzaga over Missouri. No Oklahoma for me.
Okay, Virginia, the University of Carolina Southern Baptist. I am going to go with the Cavaliers, and it's going to be Gonzaga versus Virginia.
I'm going to take Creighton Barrel. I looked it up. They're the Blue Jays. So
you're not supposed to look it up.
Yeah, Gonzaga versus the Blue Jays here.
Oh, so. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. on there. I don't know. I'm a big Vladdy fan. They got Bo Bichette playing point.
Well, look, I really think the Blue Jays have the rotation to beat Gonzaga. So I love this staff. Hopefully Nate Pearson gets back in time for this. So let's go with the Blue Jays.
Yeah, hopefully that arm is pretty good. All right, next up, I've got USC Kansas. I'm going to take Kansas.
I'll take USC.
All right. And then the Lopes or VCU, I am going to go with VCU. The Lopes will not move on. Their Cinderella story will end there.
I've got VCU beating Iowa. You know, you always get those weird upsets. So why not? Let's go with the Rams. Come on.
All right. Gonzaga, Virginia. Give me Gonzaga.
I'm also going with Gonzaga over the Blue Jays. So the staff is just better at this point.
And then I'm going to take Kansas over VCU.
I'm going to take USC over VCU.
All right. So now I've got Kansas, Gonzaga, and Gonzaga is moving on.
Yep. Gonzaga for me too over USC.
All right. We've got a couple more minutes here. Let's go over to the South. That sound good?
Yep. Let's go to the South.
Baylor, Hartford. I am going to go Baylor.
Yep. Baylor for me too.
Wisconsin, North Carolina. It's a 9-8. I'm going to take the 9, Wisconsin.
I will take North Carolina.
Okay. Villanova, Winthrop. I'm going to go Villanova.
I don't know what Winthrop is. Nope. So I
looks like an eagle.
Villanova.
Looks like a bird. Yeah,
it does look like some type of a bird. Yes.
Okay. I got to be fair. Not a big bird fan. If your mascot's a bird,
you have told me that birds are rude. That is your what you've told me. You don't like birds.
Incredibly rude. So anti-bird here. So you automatically, though I did let Kansas move on a little bit.
By the way, they're the Eagles. You know, how original. Another team that's the Eagles. So.
Wildcats and Eagles and stuff like that. All right.
Too many of them.
Purdue, North Texas. Purdue, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is a good college football matchup right here, but I'm going to go ahead and take Purdue. So Give me the Boilermakers.
Utah State versus Texas Tech. This is how I'm taking this game. I want an 11 to win, so I'm taking Utah State versus Texas
Tech. This is the Matt Wells Bowl. Matt Wells goes from Utah State to coach Texas Tech. You know, I am, of course, talking college football once again. So give me Texas Tech.
All right. Arkansas Colgate. I don't use Colgate. Fluoride can be very difficult to choose the right place. So I'm going to go with a pig. I'm going to go with the pig over the toothbrush.
Look, I need some toothpaste all the time. So give me I don't want any filling. So give me Colgate.
Oh, wow. Colgate, huge upset. 14 over a 3. Florida, Virginia Tech, definitely take the Gators. And I'm going to go no Oral Roberts. There's so many jokes in there, but we'll just go Ohio State versus Florida. How are you going to do that?
I'm going to go with Va Tech, and then I'm going to go with Ohio State.
All right. When we come back, we are going to try to cram in the South, the Midwest, and the East. We're going to do our bracket with no knowledge. You can tell what are our parameters. It might be mascots. It might be regionally us hating something, or their name might resemble toothpaste, or, you know, Crate what was your Crichton one? Crate and Barrel. Or
the number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it, but Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Some of our favorite stores or least favorite stores. That's how we're going to pick it. The unbracketed bracket that is ITL. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face? Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In This League.
It is In This League. We are back. If you guys dig the show, you can always check out the merch. Just type in Teespring ITL Store into your Google machine or whatever machine. It'll be one of the quick links instead of me giving you the URL. You can pick up the new logo t-shirt, the podcast artwork t-shirt, and some of our insanity. We've got Prospects Assemble. We've got Fat Lance. We've got Boggs Jr. and some other cool stuff. Go check it out today. Sport your boys. Rock it out in public. We are sitting here doing literally the dumbest bracket any human being has ever done.
It's
to prove a point. It is to prove a point.
During the break, the Welsh said, this might be the dumbest thing we've ever done. So
yeah,
Just so you guys know, we are obviously not taking ourselves seriously, and this is no guidelines to bet at all. We don't know anything about college basketball, but we need to fill out a bracket. It's bracket season.
This is also to prove the point. Everybody has in their office, they've got the, you know, the whatever. I don't want to, you know, genderize it or anything like that, but they got like a person that works maybe in the secretary area that has never heard of it and just clicks teams. And, you know, like the wife bracket or the kids, like, oh, this is fun, whatever. And just nobody knows anything about anything. They click it and then they do better than you, and it drives you absolutely nuts. That is what we're going with fun here, and we're going to test the theory to see how we do. We've got this in the big Yahoo tourney pick'em bracket, and we're going to pick against each other. We've done no knowledge, so don't take our bets here, but have a little bit of fun with the brackets, because don't pretend don't pretend yourself that you know everything that's going on, and you read three ESPN articles and you watched a 30-minute thing on ESPN, so now you know the tournament. Let's not get it twisted here. All right, we're finishing up the South bracket. We're into the second round. Baylor, Wisconsin. I'm going to go with an upset of Wisconsin.
I got Baylor, North Carolina, and I'm going to take Baylor.
Because I like cheese, so I'm going to go with that. I'm going to say that. Purdue moves on, so Purdue, Wisconsin, a 9-4.
For me, I've got Purdue and Villanova. I'm going to go with Villanova. Nova usually is pretty good in these tourneys, so give me Nova.
All right, and then I'm going to have Arkansas beat Utah State, a 3-11, and then Ohio State beat Florida to give me Arkansas, Ohio State in the other round.
I got the opposite of what you have. I got Texas Tech over the toothpaste, and then I've got Ohio State over VaTech. So that is where I sit. Then I've got in the next round, I got Baylor and Villanova. I'm going to go with Baylor there. Where are you going with that one?
Yeah, I've got a Badger versus a train. I'm going to go, for some reason, I'm feeling good about this Badger. So I'm going to have the Badger win there. And then Bogman, I've got a pig versus a nut in Arkansas versus Ohio State. And I'm going to go, how about Ohio State?
Yeah, I've got Texas Tech versus Ohio State. I'm going to take Texas Tech over Ohio State. So I got Baylor and Texas Tech. Like I said, I got a lot of Big 12 going on here.
All right. And then I've got Wisconsin versus Ohio State. I got the nut versus the Badger, and nut wins.
I'm going to take Baylor over Texas Tech. So I got Gonzaga and Baylor coming out of the West and the South.
All right. East, Michigan versus play-in. It's Michigan. We both take Michigan, the number one seed, right?
Yep, absolutely.
All right. LSU versus St. Bonaventure? Where is that? I have no idea.
I have no clue where St. Bonaventure is.
That sounds like a fringy superhero. Like,
honestly, I thought St. Bonaventure was like a cartoon that your son would watch.
That sounds like season 3's character from The Boys. It's going to be like, now we're introducing St. Bonaventure, who's going to be a part of
St. Bonaventure's in New York, which, you know, now all of the Sports Grid people are laughing at us because it's in St. Bonaventure, New York. And the Bona Wolf is their mascot, by the way. So,
OK, what changes a Bona Wolf versus a normal wolf?
No idea. So not a wolf expert. I know that surprises a lot of people, but I am not a wolf expert. So, but give me these wolves over.
Whoa!
LSU, way too much sexual harassment going on that campus. So give me St. Bonaventure.
Okay. Colorado, Georgetown. I am going to take Georgetown. That's a college basketball team. And Florida State.
I'll go with the Buffs. And I will also take Florida State over NC Greensboro.
BYU versus MSU versus UCLA.
Give me the Storm and Mormons. BYU. Let's go.
I'm going to say UCLA goes, and I'll pick UCLA. That'd be an upset. 11-6. Texas versus we're both going to go Texas. And so it doesn't matter. Let's go Maryland over Connecticut, 10-7, and then Bama over 15. Iona.
I'm going to go with UConn, and I'll go with Bama as well.
All right, next round, Michigan, LSU, Michigan taps it. Will the Bona Wolves beat Michigan?
No, I got Michigan beating them.
Wolverines, because they don't give a... Georgetown versus Florida State. Ooh, Georgetown moves on. The 12 moves on. Boom.
I got the Seminoles. Give me Florida State.
All right, I got UCLA versus Texas. I'm going to take Texas.
Yep, boom.
And Bama versus is moving on, beating Maryland.
I got them over UConn, so absolutely, I'm with you.
All right, Michigan versus Georgetown. I will take Michigan, and then Texas versus Alabama. I'm going to take Tejas.
Yep, I got Michigan and Texas as well over Florida State and Bama.
All right, so who gets out of the East? Guess what? I'm going to take Texas too. Let's
go. Yeah, they just won the Big 12 tournament, so let's go.
Let's go. All right, final round, and then we've got our final four. Where the hell? Yeah, there's the final four picks. We are in the Midwest. Illinois. What's Illinois? They're the big orange thing.
Illini.
Dude, remember Juice Williams with that ginormous
head?
Yeah,
he wore a size 8 hat. That's which amazing. Is just ridiculous.
What happened to him? He didn't play basketball, by the way. He was an Illinois football player.
I think he floated away. I think his head just kept growing, and I think he floated up into the sky, and he's gone now.
Some 80-year-old man grabbed him like it was up, and he just flew off. The imagery is so great. Illinois has to move on now.
I mean, we did say this is the dumbest thing we've ever done, didn't we? So
hands down the dumbest thing we've ever done. All right, we got like 6 minutes. We got to do this. Loyola Chicago versus Georgia Tech. Loyola looks like a crayon. So I'm going to
Loyola. Let's go.
I'm going to take the crayon, and it's a big Illinois versus Illinois match. Tennessee versus Oregon State. Let's go with the Volunteers.
Yep, Volunteers.
Oklahoma State versus Liberty. I'm going to go with Liberty.
I'll go with
Liberty.
Oklahoma State.
Liberty. I'm going to take insurance versus the Volunteers. Oh, man. Good.
I'm
going to
take the people that help out over the insurance that just gouges you every month.
So. All right. San Diego State versus Syracuse. Ooh, I'm going to go with Syracuse.
Me too. Give me the Orangemen.
West Virginia versus Moorhead. West Virginia.
I mean, this is a difficult one for me because the pun is so great, but I will also go with West Virginia. So.
All right, I'm going to take Clemson and Houston. So not a ton of upsets in this one.
I got Rutgers and Clemson.
Okay. Illinois versus Loyola.
I guess I have Rutgers and Houston since Rutgers and Clemson play each other. So yeah, my bad. I got Illinois over Loyola. Yes.
I'll take Illy. I'm going to take Liberty. Liberty's going to move on.
I got Oklahoma State over Tennessee. So.
All right. West Virginia versus Syracuse. Let's go. You know what? Another upset. We're going to Syracuse moving on.
I also have Syracuse moving
on. Hey, and Clemson, Houston. I'm going to take Clemson.
I got Houston over Rutgers. So give me the Cougars.
All right. Illinois beats Liberty for me and Clemson beats Syracuse for me.
I got Oklahoma State over Illinois. And then I've got Houston over Syracuse.
All right. So who gets out of the Midwest?
Oklahoma State. I told you I got a lot of Big 12 going on. So I've got. In my final four, I've got three Big 12 teams, best conference in the nation, of course. Everybody.
I am going to take the upset in Clemson beating Illinois. So here is my final four. Gonzaga versus Texas and Ohio State versus Clemson. What do you have?
I have got Texas, Gonzaga, and Baylor and Oklahoma State.
Ooh, Bogman. What was your first one? Who plays Texas? Gonzaga, Texas? Who wins?
Gonzaga, Texas. Texas. Come on.
All right, so you're taking Texas. I am going to take Gonzaga.
Yeah. I mean, this is where you're going to have way more points than me.
All right. What is your other one?
Baylor and Oklahoma State. And I'm going to take Baylor over Oklahoma State.
I am going to take Ohio State over Clemson. And the winner, I will go Cheaty McCheats, Gonzaga, national champion.
Texas over Baylor. And I got the final score of 80-77. Oh. Longhorns are your national champs.
Of course.
Save bracket.
What was your score?
80-77 Longhorns. Hook them. Let's go.
All right. I'm going to pick random numbers here. I'm going to go 77-71 Gonzaga over Ohio State.
So let's see. So if they were playing, by the way, they give the odds, you know, the user picks and, I guess the people that have picked Baylor and Texas, it's 89%, 89.2% to 10.8% are taking Baylor in that game. So
wow.
Even though Texas just won the Big 12 tournament. So a little surprised by that, but so let's go Longhorns.
How you think we're going to do, Boggs?
I think one of our teams gets COVID immediately and gets bounced out of the tournament. So, okay. Yeah. That's probably what's going to happen.
So Gonzaga will just like, they won't even be there. Yeah.
Sorry,
like
they can't play. So they got COVID. So see
I mean,
later.
Listen, don't challenge us that we can't do one of the dumbest things on the planet because we can do it. We just live picked our entire bracket with zero knowledge. Bogman homered out. We compared team names to products. We used mascots versus mascots. No knowledge whatsoever. we still probably don't finish at the very bottom of any of these, right?
yeah, probably not. I mean, we're going to be middle of the pack here by just throwing absolute darts. I mean, no expectation at all whatsoever. But if the Longhorns win, you know, honestly, if the Longhorns win, I feel like I'd be more upset that I didn't invest more time in watching Longhorns. I watched like five.
We should like
when they won the Big 12 tournament, we were sitting at a spring training game in the rain. So
that is true. You know what I would love? I want to know who people think is the winner. Like, who do they like? Whose bracket do they like of ours? You can tweet us. Is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? Let us know. Do you like the Texas bracket or the Gonzaga bracket and all the nonsense that we did? I had Grand Canyon University beating a number two. So we've got great stuff. When we come back, a little bit of baseball prep. We're going to talk about the Tout Wars draft that's coming up. A little bit of preppy prep, so don't go anywhere in this league. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and...
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they use to make...
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world? Says who?
IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Welcome back, friends. It is Bogman. It's Welsh. Boy, did you like all of that bracket information we just tried. If you missed a minute of that, make sure you go back and catch us on the flip side where we did 0.0% studying or knowledge, and we just did a bracket, and we'll see how it does. And we'll let you know next week how our first round went out, and we'll just, you know, see how it goes. It is a time. It's fun. That's the whole deal. I think, you know, if you're hardcore into it, if you're hardcore gambling into it, I get it. You've probably been paying attention, but I truly do believe that college basketball has taken some of the biggest hit as far as like fandom has gone. So go back and take
a look. Well, not having the tournament last year was rough. You know what I mean? That really, really sucked. And that was like outside of the NBA season being put on pause, that was the next big thing to drop. So
it was. And it really took a big smack where other, you know, like other leagues were able to adjust, you know, and you had, college sports was just hit in general, but college football went on, baseball still happened, basketball moved through. It was bad to get back into it with the year that it's gone. So I say it in jest, but also, you know, the insanity, there are some great people on this network that are really great with college basketball. And those are the people to pay attention to, but there's going to be a lot of people out there that are going to try to cram in and make you think it's a bunch of good knowledge and it ain't. Speaking of which,
but this by week, the way, just real quick, breaking news on Thursday when we're recording this.
2 days old.
Andy Dalton has been assured the starting job for Chicago. They told him he's starting.
Thank God. Thank God. Yeah, I mean, what else was it going to be?
I mean, I honestly, I would rather go with Mac Jones. I would rather go with most other players in the NFL and not Andy Dalton.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're saying like even if they draft someone, they're
Even if they draft someone or bring in another free agent or something, Andy Dalton is. I mean, they still have Nick Foles, who is getting a ton of money on that roster. But Andy Dalton, like, there's no way I would guarantee Andy Dalton the starting job over Nick Foles. Nick Foles is not good, but he has won a Super Bowl. He has gone on that hot streak and won games. So it's just surprising for me to see that. That's all.
So turning to baseball, this weekend, big draft weekend, I think next is the biggest. I've got tout. You've got tout. Bogman is sharing a team with our very own Joe Pizzapia. You're going to help kind of manage and run that. And you've got, what do you have? You have a, explain the one you're doing. It's the Saturday auction. Is it head-to-head? Is it road? What is it? Points?
I believe what's it's the head-to-head points league. So, yeah, it's the head-to-head points league. It's the 12-man. From what I've, like, Joe has given me almost no information, so I'm not 100% sure on that, but I'm pretty sure that that's what it is. So
okay, so Tout Wars, you know, you guys can go check out the info. It's a huge honor.
Here's my job. Yeah, you have the honor. You have the honor of Tout, and I've been told that I will get a Tout team next year, so we'll see if I'm still alive or whatever. So, you know, if I can get one. So that would be great. But my thing is I'm going to show up and beg Joe to take closers, and he's not going to. And so at least your 4 hours, you won't have 4 to 5 to 11 hours of the auction. You're not going to be frustrated the whole time because you'll at least be able to take some players that you like. I probably am going to be sitting with Joe going, no, I don't like that guy. I don't like that guy. Yeah. A lot of that will be going on.
Probably. But Tout in general, it's all the big dogs. I mean, you go through the list of people that, you know, are playing, and it's just everybody that people revere in the fantasy baseball industry. And, you know, we've been doing this for a long time. So it was definitely a very big honor when Jeff Erickson was the one that hit me up in my DMs about it. And I was just like, holy crap. COVID has helped this, because usually, I don't know how many years we'll be in Tout, to be honest with you, because the idea of Tout is that everyone would be in person and they would fly out to New York. So,
honestly, I think that's done. You know what I mean?
It might be done forever. I don't know. But like, I remember when Justin Mason got in, like he was flying and stuff. And I don't like, that's a big thing. And I know, but it's different mindsets. Like, there are guys that, you know, want to go to Vegas and be in those live, big, you know, high cash money leagues. And then there are people that would want to travel for that. That's tough. So COVID kind of helped the opportunity for guys like you and me to get in. And you're going to be in next year. I got my own team with it. It's a huge freaking honor. We're both doing auctions. So it's a big deal, especially if you can take these down. Your auction, it's a mixed auction. Listen to the people you're going up against. You've got DVR. You've got Jeff Zimmerman, Ian Khan, Scott Angle, Eric Carabel. Who? Oh, yeah. No, that was Tristan Cockcroft. That was your friend.
Yeah.
Chamberlain's in there. Justin Mason is in there. A whole bunch of other people.
Bunch of scrubs, right? Yeah.
A bunch of scrubs.
No, great that you've listed. Definitely not all of them. So
big group that you're going up against. Mine is, it's a head-to-head Tout where the champion gets to pick the format. So that's the wild thing. So mine isn't a guarantee on what it would have been, but Ariel Cohen won in 2020. I think this was a new format that they had just created last year.
You imagine if I win one of these? Like, this is what I want. I want to win if I'm in the same Tout league as you, and I want to make like a 10 by 10 crazy league that you hate.
Oh, that's 100%. Yeah, you'd be like, I can already imagine.
Everyone in Tout would be pissed at me, but I'd be like, yeah, I'd just be wearing the crown and waving like, sorry, I can't hear you. I'm the champion.
I'm not sure if like you can keep adding categories, but you can change stuff. Like, I think so you could do that. But what are
who's ready for net steals? That's right. Well, let's go.
People would probably love that. Ariel won in 2020, and he has decided this year's format will be a points league. And it's off of the CBS Standard Points League. So here's who I've got. Andrea Lamont, Ralph Lipschitz, Frank Stanfill, Clay Link, Dan Strafford, Nick Pollock, Paul Spohr, Ryan Hallam, me, Greg Jewett, and Lou Blasi, if I said that correctly. That is the league that I'm going up against. And it is a 12. So it's 12 teams, which is kind of nice for an auction. That's easier to stomach. 12-team auction points. Two things that make me want to put my head through a wall is points. I can manage points, but auctions, they could be rough on my mentality. And I think that's what you need to know about yourself. There's some people that cannot handle head to head, because if they finish first at the end of the year and they lose in the playoffs, they will cry and bitch and complain all year long.
And this is why we should do Roto.
They can't do it. They cannot handle it. So those people shouldn't play head to head. And there are other people that don't, they really hate the opportunity that they're done. You know, if you're in fourth and you can't catch up in points, they just give up. Some people, I like points. Auctions are something I tend to try to avoid because of the pure amount of time and patience it takes in that process. So this would be a good test for me. So what I decided to do, Boggs, is obviously I've got my ranks that are out there, and I don't go too crazy into projections help create the rank, but I don't try to go formulaic by that, except that we're in an auction. That changes things for me. And points, I like to sometimes see how points project out, but I do need to attach dollars. So our dear friend, Jesse Severe, who hosts the Fantasy Hockey Life podcast that people should check out. He's also a very accomplished every sport player and really should be doing stuff with
many,
us.
We call him Thanos because he has won so many rings from our guys over at officialfantasyrings.com that he has he's got the gauntlet. It's almost full. Yeah, I think he just has to rip that one out of Vision's head. That's
all I've given thought to. I gave thought to like doing like maybe a big video about this, but I just chatted with Jesse and I said, you got any ideas? I'd love to see what you got. So he built me a projection sheet that is with ATC's pitching projections, Bat X, their projections on hitters. And then we've also got incorporated some other stuff in here just to kind of help process. And we attach dollar amounts to it. And this is how I'm going to tackle this. The tout is using some of the dollar amounts, and which is interesting enough. So I want to get your take. Do you think in a 12-team industry-based one with, you know, some good projection people, some fantastic players, I mean, Ariel is the champion, do you want to play a studs and scrubs, or do you want to play middle ground talent across the board? Because there are only six total players with a plus $40 value attached to the projections we have.
Yeah, I think I want to play kind of that middling game. I don't want to do studs and scrubs in something like this. Like maybe, you know, would I love to get Cole or DeGrom in a points league? Absolutely. You know, pitchers usually score you more in points. But also, like, this flips my whole strategy on its head doing something like this, because what I normally do is I just go for power hitters and I kind of scrap average. Well, you can't really do that in a points league, especially in a points league where you're getting negative points for strikeouts. That's why, you know, guys like Miguel Sano have $1 values and stuff like that in a league like this, because sure, they're going to hit a bunch of home runs, but if you go 1-for-3 or 1-for-4 with a homer and 3 strikeouts, you're losing almost all your points. You're kind of breaking even at that point with the K. So it makes my strategy different. So instead of getting studs and scrubs, I want to go middling in something like this.
Yeah. And, you know, in a points league, points leagues are always in favor of pitchers. I think everybody kind of knows that process. So pitchers are going to go, but some of the best return on dollars versus where they go from an ADP perspective seems to happen with pitchers, I think. So as much as you want, I mean, three of the top six that are 40 plus are the three pitchers you would expect to be in there, but littered throughout you get pitcher, but you can get down to guys that are going post 100 that are still returning $20 values based on, like I said, this is a very interesting projection of ATC pitching and Bat X hitting. So going, you know, putting those up against each other is the best opportunity to stack pitching in this format is to not pay on the top end. As much as right. Like we've been talking about in head-to-head stuff where, you know, there's a lot of volatility with how deep a pitcher is going to go and quality starts and blah, blah, blah. That's not the case where you would have here that you can spend, you know, a fifth of your budget on one pitcher, but that's not what you want to do. Get a lot of these like $20 return value pitchers, Hinchin Ryu, returning $20, and he's going in the 70s. Zach Wheeler is someone that's projected at $20 based on this, and he's going around 100. So I think a strategy to tackle, which I think I'm going to do for this weekend, Boggs, is I'm not going to get myself caught in pitching. And what I've always liked to do with points is I like to attach dollar amounts to the pitching spots. So this is the strategy I would give to other people. I think plenty of people do this, but you know, just for anybody that doesn't play a whole lot of points and that's in an auction, is I'll go through in the roster spots, I'll divvy out the money, and then I'm going to play middle ground on pitching. So I'm probably not going to own top 10 guys. I'll be more likely to own, you know, like Gallen might end up being a top pitcher for me. Maybe a Gallen, a Greinke, a Kyle Hendricks, some of those players I would play a little bit cheaper on, and then probably do something similar with hitting, because the hitting values, I want one or two top $20 type of hitters, but I'm probably going to go a little bit cheaper hitting with, you know, $20 across the board pitching. Do you think that's enough to beat these monsters?
Probably not, man. Like, and the problem with auction is, you know, a couple guys go for too much, or you pay too much for one guy, and you know, it's kind of the Mike Tyson thing. Everybody's got a plan till they get punched in the face, you know? So, so sometimes it does go out the window in auction, but I think the main thing in auction is stay calm, stay calm. You're going to be okay, regardless of if your guys are getting swooped up for too much money. You're going to have more money to buy those other guys.
Let's do this. We only got one more segment coming back. I want you to look at this projection sheet and what you know of me. You tell me when we come back from break, two players you think you know are going to be on my team on the auction, whether you don't think I can control myself or you think the value based on where they go, I'm going to have. We'll do that right here on In This League.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What is this?
It's In This League.
What? How can we be expected to teach
Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh
to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
In This League
has to be at least three times bigger than this.
Welcome back, friends. In This League, it's Bogman, it's Welsh. Boy, lots of football. We did our bracket, our college basketball bracket for March Madness. Talking a little bit about Tout, Bogman's draft is happening today as you guys are listening, him and Joe Pizzapia. So follow him on Twitter at Bogman Sports for any of the updates. Mine is happening on Sunday. I've got a bunch of ringers, Ariel Cohen, the champion, but I've got some projections, a little cheat sheet here that, you know, you want to hit me up. My boy Jesse would probably be willing to help anybody if anyone wants to know what this points looks like. It's ATC pitching with Bat X hitting project wise. And Bogman, I asked you, with only a minute or two here that we have, I asked you on the break to pick two players, whether you think I just, you know, my drafting habits and I want them, or you don't think I can control myself and have to have. Give me two players on this projection sheet that I shared with you that you think I'm going to own, because you see the dollar amounts that are on there.
Yes.
And let's just pretend I stay relatively loyal to the dollar amounts.
Well, yeah, I don't know if you've seen the sheet and seen some of these values, but let me just ask you, what do you think Chris Bryant should go for?
I haven't seen him yet. I mean, I would say probably in a point, probably like $18 or something.
They've got him at $7.
Okay.
So that's one. And the second one is Kevin Biggio.
You think I'll have Kevin Biggio?
How much do you think Kevin Biggio should go for?
Oh, I'm going to say like 50, yeah, like 15, 16.
He's listed at $6. So I think those are two guys. Oh, that's why when you're like, are you ready to go? I was like, absolutely. You know, because I saw those two guys at $7 and $6. And I was like, yep, if they're not getting bit up, you will be buying those guys.
That, you know, and that's a really good point, because, you know, Ketel Marte, who we love, his projected dollar amount is up in the 20s. And, you know, he will be one if I can get lower than the projected dollar amount. But those are good. Those are actually really good ones. You knowing me, based on if the price goes around that spot, those would be players. And I'm going to want to pay cheaper for hitting while paying middle line for pitching. We'll see how it goes. I'll be sharing it over on the Twitters, and I think it's broadcast on Sirius. So check it out online at Is It The Welsh, my Twitter handle, and all the other places I couldn't think here. But I got to get out of here because I'm not speaking anymore. I got Tout to prepare for. It's going to take me 2 more days and another 24 hours. Bubba's coming in. It's Bogman. It's Bubba. ITL, hour 3 coming up.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Race to savings now at Menards. We have what you need to give your bathroom a fresh, updated look. Shop Menards' great selection of bathroom products from American Standard. No matter the size of your bathroom, American Standard offers a superior line of toilets, faucets, and more. Complete your bathroom update today with American Standard. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race to savings on more great deals happening now.
Save big.